It is 29 minutes before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan, and co-host, Lashana. Good evening.
Good evening, Barbados. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm your co-host, Lashana Griffith, and with me is the always energetic Sluggy Dan. Tonight, we have an exciting show packed with some amazing guests. We'll be featuring two loving moms on Autistic Charity as Sharon Walker joins us to talk about their upcoming event. We're also here from Kevin Bovell and the Community Wonderland fundraiser. And we've got the Minds Over Matters team to discuss their spoken word event happening soon. As always, our phone lines are open at 434-1790. And you can send us a WhatsApp message too, and we'll be reading them live. So let's get the rhythm going, Sluggy. Packed show today.
Yeah, man, everything on speed today. Talk always in my name Sluggy, but today we're gonna be like speed up. VOB 92.9 FM 434-1790. 434-1790.
So to kick things off, we're diving into spoken word poetry. You know, that is my passion. I love some poetry. And we are going to be talking about Minds Over Matters. Minds Over Matters is hosting a spoken word event on September 8th, which is tomorrow, at Coffee Bar and Restaurant, featuring some of Barbados's most talented poets. We have Negus Knott, who's a NIFCA Bronze awardee, Timon Howard, Luda Bajan, and the Poetry Barbados Buster Rhyme Champion, Malachi Hope. Yes, I'm a little biased when I say that, but it is what it is. And we're thrilled to have them with us in studio today. We have Luda Bajan, Timon Howard, and Malachi Hope. So can you tell us, guys, how does it feel to be producing your first event?
And you know where the bar is?
Yeah, it's in Bay Street, next to the Prime Minister's office.
Okay, so when the camera, it's easy to find when
can't miss it.
In Bay Street, central, next to the Prime Minister's office. And again, I can tell when I want everybody to come to this event. It's on Bear Street, next to the Prime Minister's office.
And opposite the Police Boys and Girls Sports Club.
You can't miss it.
So tell us a bit about how it is for you guys having this first event. What can persons expect? And, you know, after that, you know, you can't come to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme and not drop a rhyme. So we could go from there.
Yes, firstly, good evening, Barbados. You have many people here remember my voice. I'm Luda Bajan. So yes, we are putting on a show, and Lashana, you asked how is it to produce a show, and being honest, and I'm a man that like to live honestly, it's a lot of stress. But it is worth it, because when you love the craft and you want to be able to bring the craft to the people, you can do whatever it takes, and it's a learning lesson. And We're here to talk about the show, but I just want to say it's not simply a show. It's the first show. So just want to say, but I'm going to let my colleagues get a chance to say something.
Yeah, this is something that I was thinking about for a long time. And in terms of actually getting it off of the ground, it was kind of me that was kind of the first person to say, this is something really considering. But they did give me the encouragement to be like, let's actually do it. And the part that was really important for me was the open mic aspect to it, right? Because I feel like poetry line was something that was so influential into me becoming the artist that I am today, getting to learn how to be on stage, that kind of stuff. And I felt like it was really missing, right? Because the beautiful thing about poetry is so amazing, but it's be like a showcase, right? Like, we've already got the hardest poets. When you learn poetry, ain't a boy that don't really know what they're doing or not so getting on that stage. Everybody hard like Bay Rock. So I really did want that kind of space for people that ain't really too sure, or people that want to learn. This is something that was very important to me. And it just feels so amazing, right? But at the same time, I'm not nervous. I feel real calm about it. I'm trying not to take it too hard. I like trying not to stress out over it too much. But at the same time, this is such a big deal, man. This is such a big deal. Mm-hmm. Really excited.
And Timon, we want to hear from you as well.
I'm glad to share as well. It's big. You know, being able to organize something that is, yes, it's cool to hop onto other events and be featured and participate in the open mics and stuff. But when it is that you put in that work with a group of persons that are like-minded in some sense and sharing that vision, well, first, brainstorming for that vision first, like, what do we actually want from this? And then coming down to, okay, how's this going to go? Being able to organize all this stuff. There is a lot that goes into it. Organizationally, collaboratively. Collaboration is always great. Unity is in strength, for sure. Unity is strength. And being able to finally almost taste the fruit of new work that's been put in is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. So what can people expect from you guys tomorrow night? Your open mic starts at 4, the show starts at 5:15, admission is $20 Barbados, and you can pay at the door. But tell me a bit about what persons can expect when they come down to Coffee's Bar and Restaurant.
Beer for you.
Big rocks. Man came hard for real. And just good vibes in general. Positivity, love, appreciation for the art, that kind of stuff. It won't bring a lot of that. And bring back that fire, that littiness, that, you know, that kind of roughness to it, you know? That kind of real, like, hard poetry that actually means something, right? Some real deep lyrics, some real deep thoughts, you know? All three of us kind of got different perspectives on life and come from different places in life too. So this is like a whole other factor to it, right? And how we can all met that, like, synchronize and come together. It can be so awesome, spectacular. If you miss it, you diss it.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about this is that you're four young men that have come together to do this event, especially as a time where we're seeing so much negativity out there about young men, you know, being involved in crime and violence. Here four of you guys are. All four of you are young, you know, not 30 as yet, and you guys have come together to do such a remarkable event that really speaks to not only masculinity, but also speaks to how there are other positive art forms out there that you can get involved in. Did you guys think about that when you came together?
Maybe not necessarily. Well, I will speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not necessarily that collective was interesting. Maybe not necessarily the magnitude of it. That may not have rested on us initially. You saying it now, actually articulating it, does bring a different level of weight to it, a different level of feeling of responsibility and so on. But we already did kind of include a lot of that reasoning on the current state of society and our thoughts on violence and identity and other things that I will not mention now, because you gotta come to the show and really see what the other topics are, you know. Mm-hmm. You can't get away with that.
Yeah, synopsis.
Can't give it everything. Let it all out the bike. but we have included some reasoning in our collective set.
What was the ulterior motive though for each person? What each person hoping to do was saying this, because you know they the Toronto painted that did a very serious claimant. You know what I mean? Like the terrain a bit sticky right now.
When you say that, what do you mean in terms of terrain a bit sticky?
There's a time in bars where people are extremely tense, especially
right, youth. Right, okay, got you.
Especially youth, like, it's a very trying time all around, and you're all the young people who pushing forward despite that, you know what I mean? But enough young people ain't got that.
Yeah,
they got real men, people blocking, can play football real good, can't organize a football tournament.
Yeah,
they got real men, can play cricket real good, can't organize their own cricket tournament. And the team, you want to see them like the two hardest.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And for me, it's simple. For we, it can be simple because we know to got discipline, just behave yourself, and then we conduct yourself in a proper manner, and then link up with like many people, and then finding mentors that are a little older than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like all the things that might be compulsory to one of them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even front with you and say that that's compulsory to us. Because
go right, correct. Correct me.
In terms of organization
and being a young person, and you know the hot thing could be singing bashment, could be singing about lady parts, you know, it could be doing saying well, but one of the focus, young man.
I think I want to
doing a lot because the event come off yet, right? But when we want to consider how things have been, What are the young people doing right now? What are the young people prefer to be doing?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, y'all bringing that school. But I'm going to touch on a few things that you said there.
No problem.
In terms of the organizational aspect of it, I don't want to give the illusion by any means that it was easy to pull all four of us together.
Mm-hmm.
For all four of us to come together and meet, to actually kind of tessellate and coordinate ourselves, mm-hmm. to actually form a set list, to actually know how we can get this thing going down, was a very painstaking process. You were saying, got all these guys that on the block and so on and so forth that they can't organize their own football tournament.
Endless talent. You got men that can make things out of the beer hand. You got men that, you know, make machines
that's
full.
That's true. And I suppose to some extent, it's just maybe a little bit of that guidance that's needed. Because mm-hmm. I can tell you, like, mm-hmm. 80 to 90% of the nature of the collective or the group is that same kind of like disorganization, that same kind of not necessarily all.
That's all me.
Which is normal. But it's sure for you, bro. You still want to make sure that you will be able to get up on that stage. You still want to make sure that people come to your event. You still want to go ramble that one event later.
Yes.
Discipline, you may feel you are.
Mm-hmm.
Study what you know, tell you stuff.
So I wanted to. Well, it was directed at Timon, but I wanted to touch on that.
Everybody could talk.
Well, yeah. So in terms of how I view it, in terms of why I am even pushing for this show, is that throughout specifically the last 2 years of my life, I have done a lot of things, which is about getting me to a place of betterment, so that now I was on the base of the world. I do media with like News and Go and stuff like that. I have reached a place where realistically, people have someone has looked at me and say, Lou, my daughter watches your content. And when I heard that, somebody that I have deep respect for, it showed me that I have a responsibility that with my platform, even though the easy thing would be just some bashment sign, so I want to bring some substance. Like, there's a lot of cotton candy when it comes to like entertainment out there. I want to give people some kind of ground provision, some solid something. And this also gives me a space to be able to express myself and express my artistry in the... Yeah, I said when I said the entertainment.
I'm off short already. I'm off short already. We'll give that ground food, that substance. You know what I mean? That foundation.
Yams
and cassava.
Yeah.
And then I dig it, man.
Yeah.
And in terms of me, even it, to the same extent, I some boy, I don't necessarily sing a lot of bashment, but I do got music alternative that would be more for like adults, like more like typical hip hop, that kind of way too.
Yes.
So to me, it's always about having a balance to an extent. And part of my mission behind my artistry is showing people that not everything black and white, right? You can't be not everybody good all the time, right? Not everybody bad all the time. Everything is a little mixed, right? You could be in the streets and still be cautious of your situation and still move smart and that kind of stuff. Because a lot of people being in the streets, it wasn't their choice to be in the streets. You understand? Like, I was stuck in situations similar to that when I was younger, right? And I was always smart and I was always intelligent, but due to my surroundings and my circumstances, I was getting caught up in the same nonsense that everybody else was getting caught up in. You understand? Like, get stabbed, all of that kind of stuff before. So I showing people that you could still be young and that type of way, but still got your head on, right? Because a lot of people convinced that from the time you having fun and you doing things or whatever, you like you ignorant or you ain't got much sense. And they trying to like go against that to a certain extent. So although it's got my spoken word that is be thought provoking or whatever, I just never want to come off as he's a smart, educated boy or anything. So I like all the nonsense the young boys like almost the same way, right? Even certain songs, whatever, I still vibe up to that the same way. But I also want to show people that you still got your head on and be cautious of what's going on and understand your situations and think deeply about things. Because when you think deeply about things, some of the things you like, you might not even end up liking anymore, if that makes sense. When you really study things deep enough.
Facts, of course. And just trying to make it have a couple of people, I just want to ask you. When you hear these young persons, right? And we ain't going to mention what we seeing young people in paper for these people is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we hear like my brother there speaking about being cautious, which equates to being aware.
Yeah.
Being aware of the of your surroundings. Then you heard Lou spoke about a lady coming to him and says her daughter watches his content. So that means he being aware of self as well. So one man speak about being aware of surroundings, another man speak about being aware of self. Then you got my mind in the middle saying, no, uncle, it actually ain't easy for me. You know, to show me about the same problems that the youth might face on the street, we facing too. So don't think because we here, we got master, we going through these same things. You know what I mean? When you hear these young people speak about these three separate things, what does it say to you most? And you think that the solutions lay within persons this age?
Yeah, but
what it meant by that.
You know,
let's be honest.
You know, for me, I always believe that youth have a lot of the keys to a lot of problems that society face. And I have always been, as you know, vocal about having youth at the forefront of pushing, of pushing a lot of stuff, you know. And then when I got involved with BYDC as well, like, that's part of the mandate. Like, we are seeking to have youth-led solutions because a lot of young people have a lot to contribute to society if they're only given the chance to speak. Youth-led solutions. So that's what BYDC is about.
Yeah.
We seek to have youth-led solutions because a lot of young people have the solution. It's not to knock the elders because the elders have a role to play, you know.
They walk so we can run, right?
And I like to say that the elders walk so we, the youth, can run. I think that what they are doing and what they have done, I am so beyond proud of them because I watched the development of Lou from BHC World. I watched Timon. When Timon first came to Portrait, Timon was so shy. Timon stand up by himself. He stand up by himself. And we was there like, what's going on with this youngster? And now you see Timon coming and Timon rapping and things.
He's been talking.
Yeah. And Malachi come. When Malachi first come, Malachi had so much energy. It was like, big man, come down a little bit. Come down a little bit, right? And then to see his development and, you know,
from Malachi first time on radio, right? To Vang, the last thing he was on radio.
Development, right?
With Lou Ray.
Development. Because he was hot and ready.
From the first time, then the last thing with Lou Vang, then had to do the show by then.
Yeah.
Host the show. I wasn't even here, so I didn't even, I wasn't even here. I wasn't even in the same time zone that I could have called in. And just there listening, they're saying this can't be the same body.
Yeah, the development.
No,
the
reason because it's so easy to take things for granted because when you in here, right, like he won't know like more 60,000 people locked on. He won't know the mic through that. He won't know like going somewhere. And once you do this enough, you can't walk nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like being real, like, can't walk nowhere. You won't know that platform that they say, you know, like. Later on, even when it's just me and Ollie in the earlier times, and they sent out a bare message on radio, and over 800 children get help with school things just from me speaking, saying on radio. Whoa. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like obviously, that wouldn't be you, hey? But besides not knowing that, not caring about that, you still tell yourself, you see me, let me get better.
Because.
What's the reason? Because it was you, Edge, dog. Like, you know what I mean?
All this, I got.
And that's being real, it was you, Edge.
So, I ain't gonna lie, partly it kind of self-centered a little bit, good. Right? Because...
It was in the bad thing either.
Right. Good. For the most part, I make up my mind from the time I was like 13, 14 that I was going to be an artist.
Good.
Right? And a lot of that is kind of understanding what's the different aspects to it. Rather that is radio, rather that is all kind of things. It's so many different aspects. Marketing, all of that. All of it is looking at it in a creative sense and all of it going towards my greater goal, right? Another part of it is being... comfortable with discomfort, which is saying that I always say. So the first time I might do something, I might not be comfortable with it at first. But the more I get used to it, it can become easy to me.
Fast.
Right? So like now this can become slowly easy to me. Or like now I feel quite comfortable compared to the first time.
Yeah.
I ain't really as cautious, like I ain't thinking about what he's saying as much. It feel like way more flowy, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just natural, man. Because I feel like all of this is a part. The way it's dressed, the way it's carry myself, all of that kind of stuff is a part of what I envision myself to be, right? So learning how to talk on the radio is just a huge part of that growth. because I need the people to hear me. I appreciate all of y'all listening, by the way. I don't know if it's 60,000, 80,000, or 100.
All right,
I'm so glad y'all did. I'm so glad y'all did. Real team.
Yeah.
All right, before we...
I will talk to you one night.
Yeah, before we move on, we have some messages here asking for some clarity.
Yes.
As it pertains to the... where the location is.
Now so we good.
So we have someone. So we have someone that asked the following question. You have the space with cars, then the old bird's nest, then a bar, going up Bay Street, a little way from the police sports club. So which bar are they talking about? The one on the opposite of the PM office, or the one close to the old bird nest restaurant?
The one that's literally opposite the street from the police boys and girls sports club. And
walk at the Rolex slightly. You want to go out. If you see the police boys and girls club and you cross the street.
If you see the police boys and girls club and you cross the street, I wouldn't say it's exactly opposite, because when you go opposite, then we're soon facing directly, right? So you do have to walk up a little bit. Probably opposite the police boys and girls club, you will probably see like an open space
that's like a parking
mechanic space for like parking or whatever.
Correct.
So, right.
So in English terms, it's obliquely opposite.
Obliquely opposite. Technical. Yeah, yes, correct. I love that. I
correct.
Love that.
Correct.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So, gentlemen, you know, you can't come from Beijing rhythm and rhyme and not bring a rhyme. So, you guys can decide
who's going first.
What is the piece? Remember, this is a family friendly station.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, and for some people, it's the Sabbath. So, please be mindful.
LaShawna, by the way, I see people in WhatsApp. It's even was that saying good night to the young lady. Can't remember the young lady name.
That is all right. My name long.
LaShawna.
So,
we'll probably hear much people that name LaShawna.
Yeah.
My name long, so it's okay.
Okay, so I will start. This is a little bit of a piece. This is actually the first time anyone really hearing it on radio, stuff like that. So the name of it is Confessions of the Heart.
Confessions of the Heart.
So this is just a little piece of it. Life is difficult. Many times you are looking for a life partner, you end up finding a life lesson. I recently found a life lesson that I thought was a life partner, and boy, did it teach me a lot. You see, I'm a lover. I crave that long-term, lifelong intimacy. I want that Obama love, that until death do us part that's been blessed from above. But this lesson taught me a lot of things about me, things I needed to see. For I'm best served in small doses and most palatable from a distance. For when you ladies get close and your heart get involved, you lose any semblance of resistance. Because of the nature of who I am and my unwavering persistence. For I try to be a respectable man, one that does not come with an insidious plan. But something about me tends to speed up the time span that you ladies fall in love with this tall, dark, intelligent, handsome black man. For I'm like a dormant volcano. On the surface, I may seem cool, collected, with no reason to fear. But underneath the surface, there's a lot of passion and fire being hidden down here. And if you think you want to get to a place where you really want to care, let me tell you this, don't, for there are a lot of reasons for you to beware. Because my love is pure and true, and it's going to fully envelop you. For I will make you my world, and that will cause my tectonic plates to shift, which causes the molten lava underneath to want to take a lift. For my words flicker and dance and put you in a trance. And that's it.
Can I get him all? You got to come tomorrow. They have to come down tomorrow to Cuffy's Bar and Restaurant. Open mic starts from 4 to 5. So if you're an amateur or you just have something you want to cheer,
yes,
be sure to come down. Yes. And then the show starts at 5:15 p.m. Outside. Tomorrow night. So next, who's going next?
I guess I will go next.
So I'm seeing the champ. So there are two, those of you who are on Zoom and those of you who are listening in VOB land. We have two champs in the building.
Yes.
But one is performing now. We have Malachi Hope.
New stuff. A little short saying here called The Ancestors. Mm-hmm. My ancestors reside in me. They're alive in me. Their light reigniting me, their life in the fights in me. Think twice if you think we're free, blink twice if you need some help. I think that we need some help. The maroons breathe strength in me. Can't forget all the faults they fought, man, they gave it all they got for us to breathe. So we say your name with pride, ancestors borrow, say it in a way that we can hide, we cannot heed. So burn fire on door with greed, bring power to those in need. May unity bring us strength, may strength to shape and lead the ancestors, then live in we. Malcolm X, Clement Payne, Mansa Musa, all the seeing, the living we. Kwame Ture, Bob Marley, Martin Luther, Marcus Garvey, the living we. Busta living we, Cuffy living we, Nani living we. We're nothing more than a branch on the tree, an extension of the trilogy, ice, gold, and green. I stand between the lines to fight for what's right, I see. They say the grass is green on the other side, but we come on the other side of the lawn is clean with nothing but dirt, no more green. Just inflated dirt to obtain or inherit a dream of the freedom my ancestors fought for, of the riches they were caught for, our taught like not knowing we won't come for and please. I was an African giant before the birds and the bees were sown to me, so I will burn the boy for questioning if the ancestors live through me. They do, and I'm sure they live in you too. Either active or dormant, aggressive or passive, small or massive, they're there. Centered within your chi, hoping to see you free, not that they are free from what they bear. The revolutions and the riots, the struggles of surviving in Babylon, would you help tear down the walls of which they crack? Would you break the bars of which they bank? If you won't do any of these things, just remember the work they put in, the blood lost, the tears shed, the work done to make bread. Could the ancestors live in we? The ones who fought for workers' rights, who fought against everything from bullets to batons, got knocked off, went back on for we. Because you see, they knew their days were numbered, and so is ours. So will we help our youth the same way our ancestors helped we? I don't know, you tell me.
Bars, bars, bars. Yes, and next up, we have Timon Howard. So VOB listeners, if y'all are not convinced from what you're listening to from Ludi Bajan and from Malachi Hope, we got one more treat for you from Timon Howard.
Like a straw that breaks the camel's back, a single bullet shatters the silence. But why would we ever be quiet about gun violence? Why would we wait till it's this high, the number of bodies rises like the mercury in a thermometer in this changing climate? Maybe it's climate change that turns straight streaks to range, cause the sun getting hotter and the streets too is crazy. To think the gun would do anything but match the heat when people poor, miserable, and ain't got enough food to eat. They feel like they gotta do whatever to make it true, and before you start, it's in that they may want the job. Them try. And them may get through. Them did go to school. Maybe some of these shooters didn't make it all the way through. But them know the one parent they know doing, and she's still struggling too. So who is you to tell he a good education is all he needs to see life through? Who is you to tell him he's a sinner for all the years you've been alive? You never thought to donate to a food drive when you see the men on the block and never shout much less stop to give them a knock. Knock, knock, knock. You don't hear Jesus knocking on the door of your heart. Voice sounding in your ears telling you when you don't show that man care, you neglected your Christ also. You don't see wisdom searching for you, searching for you to show you that if you don't bother to give thought to solution, you are passively acting as part of the problem. Without love, all your judgment is nothing.
Bam.
Big rocks.
Just a little piece.
And if you guys hear me, all of these pieces, and you're not convinced why you should come down to Coffee's Bar and Restaurant, I have a solution for you. Go into your kitchen, your cabinet, take out a Q-tip, clean your ears, and then come again. And come again, because these young men are doing exceptional things, and I think we should all come down to Cuffy's Bar and Restaurant tomorrow and give them our support.
4 o'clock.
The starting time is, so we can go open mic at first for like an hour.
From four to five.
Then after that, from quarter past five to like quarter past six, it will be the full showcase with me and my colleagues.
Please note, essentially. Please note that there will, I mean, if the five is good, you know, we could continue on. But please note, there will be food and drinks on sale as well.
I'm talking about.
So don't necessarily, I would say skip your Sunday lunch. But don't think that there would be nothing there for you when you come in terms of sustenance.
Okay.
Yes, no problem. Just $20 at the door to get in. And now, you got a little taste of the main show, but based on some of the people that showed interest in open mics, you can get a lot of value in the open mic. But that's all I can say.
You could come through and say something to that, you know, whoever listening, you know. This is a safe space. Come through and let me hear what you got on your mind.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying if you want to come through and say something, you could say something. I'm going to say, if you come there, get up on that stage and say something. Try your thing.
I love
Try your thing. And especially if it is that you do right and you maybe might feel, man, I don't know if I could do that spoken word thing. And don't let all them doubts hold you back. This is the space for it. The open mic is for that. So come if you thought well on a topic, if you written, you put work into it and you feel like this is something that you want to share but you're scared to do it, don't worry about all that fear thing come true.
Also, to add quickly, because someone that was asking me about the open mic, I told them if you have the piece written on the phone, you can bring the phone up to the stage. You don't have to have it memorized. So just in case that was something that you were thinking would hold you back, you can bring the phone up and still do it. We just want to have that safe space so people could be able to start developing the craft so that we can bring spoken word to the next level.
And if you got one supporter, best believe it can be me. I can be there yelling hard. I there strictly to bring vibes. No, you can hear a bear crickets. Best believe you can hear me like, buh, 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 buh. I can be the one person. So come true.
And speaking about support, we have a WhatsApp message here from Miss Undecided. She said, I love this one. Top of the class, sir. He hitting it for real. And that's to Timon.
I tell
you. That's to Timon.
Who's that money?
Miss Undecided. Miss Undecided.
Not my friend, boy.
Yes.
My friend, so, Miss Undecided. Thanks for listening.
So we want to encourage you guys once again. Please listen to what is happening tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 8th. Minds Over Matters is having their spoken word event at Cuffy's Bar and Restaurant, Bay Street, St. Michael. Start time 4 p.m. is for all of you who want to do the open mic. It's free to you to come and do that part. And then the main show, the $20 show, starts at 5:15 p.m. sharp. All right, so be sure to come on down and enjoy this show. Oh yes, the Instagram handles. Yes, thank you. The Instagram handles are as follows.
Right, so the Instagram for myself would be TGN Tango Golf NATO _ X expressions, but starting with an X. And
yeah,
well, you want to go sure, Lou. Go ahead.
It's Lou the Bajan, LUITHEBAJAN. Lou the Bajan.
And I am Dark Heart Crow, DarkHeartCrow. So Dark Heart Crow with an X instead of an O.
Ooh, and niggas not, so it's not here. It's yes. Not up on with KNOTUP on Instagram. And you guys, not up.
Yeah, that's niggas.
And you guys can come down to Cuffy's Bar and Restaurant tomorrow. Show $20 admission, food and drinks on sale at Cuffy's Bar and Restaurant, Bay Street, St. Michael. And I want to thank you guys from Minds Over Matters for coming in today to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme.
Hi. Listen to all the messages. Big up, Wanna. I want to say it again. Salute to you. Salutes to everybody locked on. And again, the youth, pure positive energy. I love it.
So next up, we're delighted to speak to two loving moms, an autistic charity, and they're having the event tomorrow from 10 until 6 p.m. at Glebe Land, St. George. And we're really excited to speak to Sharon Walker. She's doing an amazing job supporting children with autism and their families. And Sharon is here on the live to tell us more about their coming event and how the community can be involved. So Sharon, thank you for coming on to Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. Can you tell us more about why you decided to start Two Loving Moms?
Hi, good night. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Go ahead. I can hear you well.
Hi. Hi, Sophie. Hi, LaShawna.
I'm great. LaShawna is here as well. Okay. Good.
That's my friend.
Good. I want to thank you very much for coming through and sharing this message.
Yes, I want to thank you for having me.
That is no problem.
I started to. Okay. Can you guys hear me well?
Yes, please.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Yes. I started to love a mom because I myself, I have a son who's autistic and he's not verbal. He's 9 years old now. And I have never known how difficult it can be. I know it's difficult having a child alone.
Yeah.
But having a child with a special need, it takes a special kind of person. It takes a strong person. You have to be in it. You have to be in it for the long run. You know, he's not going to come out of it. He's not going to turn 18 and just go on his own and stuff. I have him till my death or his death, whatever comes first. But I realize how difficult it is for moms, especially single moms, to deal with children like these, because doing the simple thing as going to the supermarket, going to the bank, stand up long, going to the doctor's appointment, the dentist's appointment, even having him on the road, when he sees certain things, you want to get to them, and they're very headstrong, they're very determined in their ways and everything. So I realized that I couldn't do the things that I want to do normally with my child, as in like parties, because he's very antisocial when he gets ready and stuff. So I wanted to do something where I get involved. Speaking to other parents, I realized that I was not the only one in this. So speaking to parents, you know, I decided, well, look, let me come up with a way that we can do this and have an environment with just autistic kids where you're surrounded with those that understand your child. Because when you go with your child with people that doesn't understand autism or understand disability, they're tend to frown and they're different. You know, I myself is guilty for that before I even had a child. You know, they would say the hard ears, the bad behavior, bad parenting and everything. So I wanted to do something to bring them together and let the community see that they're special. They're special and they need to be loved and they need to be treated almost the same as a normal child.
So tell us a bit about your event tomorrow. You're having a water play park, which is proudly sponsored by Carl Williams Construction Limited. So tell us a bit about what would be happening tomorrow.
Right, what would be happening tomorrow? Everyone knows that with autism, water is their safeguard, their comfort zone. They love water, cleaning it, drinking it, everything to do with water. So I decided, this is the third year for me, and I've done smaller events with smaller amount of group, but I wanted to do something big where I have ages from 3 years old to 50 years old coming out tomorrow, right? And I reach out to schools, I reach out to the Autism Association, who has been a very good help with me, been helping me along the lines, but you never know, you're always learning something. So we're having this water park where I got sponsorship, as you said, Carl Williams is our main sponsor and has been with me from the start. And this year, I'm very overwhelmed with the sponsorship that I've gotten. I've gotten a lot more sponsorship. Even the government, the National Disability Unit has come on board, and a lot of small entities have come on board, small businesses, even single people, my friends have come on board. The meet is a fun event, you know, with food, with games, with pools. So we're having a big water slide. We're having everybody bring their own swimming pool from home. And we're filling them up, and we're just having a water picnic, like what? Like water park we will have in Disney World. So it started from 10, and it's actually 5, not 6, till 6, till 5 o'clock. So that is what I'm encouraging people to, even if they just come out and have a look at your kids and see the environment. I've invited all the sponsors and everything to just see what they can do and what the fun they have. And if you know, a normal parent is so happy when their child is happy.
True. Are there different stages of autism or being autistic? I know some people that tell me their children are autistic and some can't tell, fairly normal play functioning. Some can really say it. We caught her yesterday, a lady told me her daughter is autistic and she's go to school at foundation, and it had me a bit stunned. And this is the first time we heard about children being autistic at high functioning schools. So are there different stages or levels? Excuse my lack of knowledge for calling the right word, but you understand what I'm trying to explain.
It's not clearly what you're trying to say. There is many, many, many stages of autism. There are so many levels on the scale of autism. You can have one that is like my son, who is non-verbal and non-functioning, right? He does his own thing on his own. He can eat and drink and do stuff on his own, but he doesn't speak. He knows he has his way. He made his way. We made our own way of communicating and stuff. Then you have the high functioning where it's like they speak and they can do marvelous things. Did you know that Albert Einstein was part, he was autistic? Did you know that?
Yeah, we learned that. I think we learned that last week from the Dyslexic Association when they were speaking,
So there are many different functions. So you will see a high functioning child be able to have a conversation with you, be able to have a, I know an autistic child, he's in his 20, he's close to 30, and he works at a supermarket. And they have people that work in office and intern. And that's what we're trying to get the government and the corporate to come on board and stuff and to see that these are people that you can hire for jobs and they can do work, the work that, that normal people can do. They may be a little slow, some may be slow, but they have actually some that is very high maintenance that can do the job and even better than some of the regular ones.
Yeah.
So it's not easy to pick out who is autistic, because when you see autism is a hidden disability, you can't just look at a child and say, well, he's autistic, but you have to check his moods and see. When you see certain things with children, you see some people that they don't look, some of them don't look straight directly in your eyes, they don't like to look at you, some of them don't like to be touched, some of them don't like to talk much, some of you don't like, they like to be alone, some like to be with people, some people like to talk a lot. So it's different stages that we moms and dads have to go through.
Yes, and we have a message coming in here to our VOB WhatsApp, and the person is asking, where exactly is this event being held?
Okay, it's held in the Glebe, which is called at Kids World Rental.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Glebe, and it's actually directly behind the Glebe Polyclinic. It's actually at the back of the polyclinic.
Okay.
So when you come up to the polyclinic and you pass the polyclinic, is like your second, is your second left on the same side as the polyclinic, and then the first left, and then the first left again. It's a short left and a short left again. They're all lefts, and it's there. You will see all the jumping tents and the pool, and you can hear the music or whatever and so on. So they should pass through and have a look at it. I see they don't have to stay long, they don't have to interact with them, but just come and watch your kids and stuff.
Okay, and can you repeat that one more time? Because, you know, there may be someone that just turned on the radio, they now log in to VOB 92.9, and they're like, wait, something happening tomorrow. I got my child at home that autistic. Let me bring him up the road. So once again, tell us those directions.
No problem. Tomorrow is September 8th at 10 a.m. to 5 a.m. We're having a water park day where the kids come and they go in the pool, they have the burgers, their hot dogs and everything, and it's in the Glebe, St. George, and it's right directly behind the Glebe Polyclinic. And it is, people at the polyclinic, is the second left, and then the first left, and then a next short left, and you drive right onto the property. I also want to make note that we have to be online here, Gregory Phillips. He is a dad. You don't really see dads coming forward. Must say it. But he's a dad, and he has a high functioning child. And you can have a few words with him on what he thinks about the event and what he thinks.
Gregory Phillips, like he's on the line here with us now.
Yes, he is.
Good. Sound your voice, Mr. Phillips.
Hi, good evening, good night.
Yes, good evening, man. Good evening. Thanks a lot for coming on. Thanks a lot for coming on. Beijing Radio, my ring, man. Thank you very, very much.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Yes, as a dad with a child with autism, what does it mean to you personally to have events like this, but more importantly to come and share your word and help bring awareness? What does it mean to you, and what message would you like to send to Barbados as a parent with a child with autism?
Well, when I first heard about the event from Charmaine,
mm-hmm.
I was really excited about it. Because one thing is, in terms of having Malachi to be an environment where you're able to meet children of like minds and that kind of thing, and just relax and have a safe space to just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was really important to me. So running for, as I said, running for her was totally on board about it, and I reached out to her, and she was good and giving me guidance on what to do and where to go and that kind of thing. And then we spoke, had a light conversation, and then she asked me if I would like to be on this program just to give a little insight.
Love it.
A dad, an autistic son.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. Question I would like to ask you, what was the most surprising thing? What was the most surprising thing to you, having a child with autism, dealing with a child with autism? What was the first most surprising thing for you? Was this something you went through before, or this is your first and only child with autism?
First experience.
Dealing with someone with autism.
Yes.
Ooh, that you got a lot of stories.
When I actually found out, when I actually realized, I was a bit taken aback, because as Charmaine might have said, like, some people might think when you don't have the knowledge, you might just think that the child is being hard-eared, being disobedient, and that kind of thing. But when you go through the different therapies and different learning curves and watch your son go through the different counseling sessions and that kind of thing, then you realize what actually you were dealing with is something dealing with the mind. Is not actually something that they can necessarily control on their own. Just ability, not ability, but they're different.
Yeah.
They're not. It's just different, but it's not that they're less than any other child. It's just that they have a little bit more of a challenge in terms of being socially adaptive and controlling their urges and their impulses and that kind of thing.
Nice.
So that was how I came about and learned through trial and error.
Yeah. My last question, LaShawna, to him. Mm-hmm. What did you learn about yourself going through this ordeal? Because you know, things that this has really met you is allow you to know yourself. I had a grandmother that had Parkinson's, right? And then I found myself for a good couple of years, almost about 7 years. And that time I was extremely young, taking care of my grandmother alone. And I learned so much things about myself dealing with my grandmother with Parkinson's disease. I want to know, what did you learn about yourself as a person, as a parent, when dealing with someone, especially someone who was so dear to your heart? Because you got to tell them a son that I love my son more than anything or anyone. You know, no apologies for that. I don't care who. It could be my mother. It could be my father. I like my son more than everybody on earth. So I can't imagine. You know what I mean? I'm not going to pretend I can imagine. So what did you learn about yourself, bro?
I can understand your point. For me, I had to, it actually caused me to take a step back. In terms of even relating back to my mother and my sister, maybe the whole, when I was growing up, what they would say, always saying that I was hard ears, I was this, and I would describe like the different tantrums that I went through. And when I then actually looked at my son's, like, certain things that he went through, I also went through, so it gave me pause. And I was like, okay, maybe there's a little bit of, how can we word this? Maybe went through certain challenges, like how he's going through challenges, so is that similar?
Yeah, and you would have gone through them without the knowledge you have now, and without your parents having the knowledge you have now as a parent.
Yes, so my parents would have just dealt with me with the understanding.
The best thing, they do the best they could with the best knowledge they had at the time. No, that's interesting. Something that would make you think about yourself and what you went through and wondering, I wonder if I could get a little help with this at this time in my life, how different it would have been. That's an interesting thing. That's a very interesting point.
Make a big difference.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Yes, but it is because you learn, me personally, I've learned to love again. And also I've learned to be more patient and understanding, because there's some things that my son do is like, oh my God, you are my child. I just got to remember, you are my child. So it is difficult sometimes. You learn to be patient. That's the most important with his child. Because, I'm sure you love your son to mass, but he's doing some things that's really, sometimes drive you up the wall, sometimes maybe at one time, he's being a little, scrumptious. But it is hard. And that is the understanding. And I'm so proud of persons like Gregory, especially fathers and Gregory, because I don't want to put down fathers or so and everything, right? But is much more difficult for a father, I must say. Okay, my learning is much more difficult for the acceptance and the knowledge and the learning, because we as parents, the mothers seem to be a little more patient than the fathers. And I really want to congratulate fathers like Gregory.
Thank you. It teaches you a lot of patience.
Say that again, Gregory.
It teaches you a lot of patience.
Mm.
And then still, like, when he was growing up, even at his age, when you walk around, people would tend to stare. So you kind of develop a little hardened skin and just see them and don't see them. And just let Malachi be Malachi.
No, I love that. Listen, anybody out there listening, have a child, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father with any special needs issue, you want to hear, what did you learn about yourself during that ordeal? And what do you find works best for you? Call in and share that. Maybe we can invite the callers. 434-1790. If you got a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, you know, a child with special needs, could be autism, anything. I just want to hear what methods you use and what works best for you. We want to give you WhatsApps and love, LaShawna. Yeah.
So we have some messages here. One person said, my grandson is autistic mm-hmm. and went to school at Harrison College. The next question is, good night. Wow. I missed the location. Can you tell us once again, where is the event happening in the Glebe? Is this the road to Rowan's in St. George?
I do believe it is. I don't want to tell them. But as I said, after you pass the Glebe, you're going to come to the first, on the same hand as the polyclinic, the first gap on the left, that is a cul-de-sac, so not that one, and then there's the next one. So it's the second left-hand turn. At the top of the gap, on the pole, it has Kids World Rental on it, Kids World. And then when you follow that road, you pass over one hump, and then there is the first left, and then a short left again.
Okay, right, ma'am, this is
onto the property.
Ma'am, hi, my name is Oliver. This is Oliver Norville here. I just want to step in and clarify something. Rowan's is by Charles Row Bridge. Rowan's? Do you speak Rowan's is by Charles Row Bridge, exactly, by the chef out there by the gas station. Mm-hmm. But you're speaking about the Glebe, which is, as I believe, is by the turnpike, boarded hall, police station area. Yeah. So it's not, Rowan's is not necessarily the area you want to be in. You want to leave Rowan's, go past the gas station, past St. George Church, all the way across, can't remember the name of that road, but it takes you to the turnpike, the junction, and then you turn left and then go up towards the Glebe. So if there's any callers who can correct, I have a caller. Maybe they know more than we do. You go ahead, LaShawna.
Okay, no problem. So we want to thank the representatives from Two Loving Moms, both Gregory and Sharon, for coming on and sharing with us about their event happening tomorrow, September 8th, and it's happening at number 7, Glebe Land, St. George. And for more information, you can give Ms. Walker a call at 267-1010, and she'll be willing to take all of your necessary questions.
Yes, and in the future, we have to have a show and a chat, you know, about parenting children with autism, dealing with children that have autism, and probably bringing a few professionals as well. Because speaking to Gregory, you know, just opened up my brain a whole lot about a parent, you know, like studying myself as a parent and what you want for your child, and then dealing with a child that have autism and how to navigate that. If you're in a strong mind, it could be very frightening. I just being honest, you know what I mean? Like, it could be a very frightening thing to think about. So having to deal with it can even imagine. So you really, really appreciate him coming on here and being honest and open with LaShawna and you know, and sharing a bit of his story and how he deals with it. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So thank you guys so much.
I do want to thank you for coming. LaShawna, you can share the Instagram page. You can go on Instagram and meet some of our parents and meet some of our kids. I have a whole set that comes on. I post it every week. Every day I put on something new or so.
Yes, please.
So you can either join that thing and follow the process there.
No yes. problem.
So you can follow them on Instagram at Two Loving Mom, which is TwoLovingMom. Once again, you can follow them on Instagram at TwoLovingMom on Instagram for further information.
Correct. And don't forget 267-1010. 267-1010. Call that number now to reserve your tickets. 267-1010. Thank you so much for passing through.
So, Sluggy, you know, there's a lot of things happening.
But guys, I'm sorry I got to interrupt again because I don't want to get anybody lost going to this event. Okay, so I have a caller on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. You are talking, your address is Rowan's, right?
Turn off your radio.
Okay, you're going to have to turn off your radio. Ma'am, is this Charlene? I'm going to need you to talk to the caller. I just want to make sure we give the public of Barbados the exact location, how to get there.
Hello?
And I just want to let everybody know that it's absolutely free. Everything is absolutely free.
Thank you, thank you. Go ahead, caller.
Right. You're heading towards Workman's and not Boarded Hall. When you come up to the junction, the entry to St. George Church, you keep to your left. And you're heading towards Workman's, Walker's Workman's. Up the hill past the polyclinic. And then you have the follow on that road. So the two left turns, the second gap, the second turn off that she's talking about will actually take you into Rowan's rather than enter from by the gas station at Charles Road Bridge. I think that's Rowan's. That's called correct. Rowan's Bar East.
Yes, please.
All right. Ma'am, you have your full address? Like Rowan's Bar East, a road, an avenue, or something like that?
No, the address that I was given was just the Glebe land. That's just Glebe. That's just told me the Glebe.
So this is the road to take you towards Gun Hill?
Right. Workman's Ground. Yes. Gun Hill.
And you're saying it's a left after the polyclinic, which is basically the second, left, going second left. So it's as if you're going back, as if you're going second into Rowan's itself.
Right. That road actually takes, I think it's, right.
So once again, just for the general public, sir and Charmaine, if you don't mind, let's make sure we have the directions to your event.
All right. When you let us start by the market complex opposite the church, Pastor, the playing field there by the church,
St. George Parish Church.
Right. You keep it to your left. You pass the entrance to the market. You go up the hill and you'll be passing, I think that's the hill it's called.
Yeah.
You pass the polyclinic, right? And it's the second left, as she said.
Okay. Right? Yes, please. Got it. Right.
That's probably easier than entering from Charro Bridge.
Yes, it is. It is. Thank you. Pass St. George Parish Church. Easier. Pass St. George Parish Church. Go up the hill.
Heading towards Gun Hill.
Go up past all that, past St. George Parish Church, keep left straight up the hill.
Passing the polyclinic. That's your landmark.
Okay, thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Love us, appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome.
Yes, please. Thank you very much. Two loving moms.
Thank you so much. And, you know, there are a lot
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, thank you. Yes, you're welcome.
You know, there are a lot of events happening in the next week. So we're just going to go through a few of them. And then we're coming to Community Wonderland. So the events coming up this week, we have Mind Over Matters.
Yes.
Presents their spoken word event on September 8th at Coffee Bar and Restaurant. The event kicks off at 4 p.m. with the open mic. And the main show starts at 5:15 p.m. You can expect some great performances from Negus Knox, Timon Howard, Luda Bajan, and Malachi Hope. Second thing that's happening is the Redeemed Gospel Concert, hosted by Hawthorne Methodist Church. It's on September 14th at Common Mayor School Hall. Tickets are $50 at A&B Music Supplies and CS Pharmacy in Bridgetown. Cindy Celeste is releasing her second album, Love in My Language, on September 16th, 2024. For more information, persons can follow her at Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I dot Celeste on Instagram. Simon Pipe, you know him for If Only These Walls Could Da 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 Da. I can't sing, but Simon Pipe will be launching his album Just For Today on Friday, September 27th at 6:30 p.m. at the Arrowboro Center for Creative Imagination at the University of the West Indies. Tickets are $40 and all proceeds will be given to Verdon and Maria House. And surprise, surprise, Poetry Barbados is hosting their next free pop-up event on September 19th at Abbeville Bar and Restaurant, Rotley Christ Church, from 7 to 9 p.m. And also happening on the 14th of September is Community Wonderland. And we have Kevon on the line who will just tell us briefly in less than 2 minutes a bit about that event.
Hi, good night.
Hi, good night.
Hey.
Yes, please. Can you tell
Can you hear me?
Can you tell us a bit about your event?
Okay, great. So the event is called Wonderland. It's being held on that sweet Saturday, the 14th of September, on the St. Martin's Pastor in St. Martin and St. Philip. There's going to be a lot of activities. There are food, live entertainment. They did music, face painting, so much more. More so, the event though is being held to assist families and kids who are going back to school with backpacks and stationery and stuff like that. So that is really the initiative here, and we look forward to doing as much as we could this year.
Yes,
last year would have been our first.
Yes.
And
last was your first, and go ahead.
Last year would have been our first, and this year is actually going to be. Yeah, last year would have been our first.
Okay. Yeah, is he breaking up? But Saturday, September the 14th, time 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is Wonderland Community Fundraiser put on by all young people. I love it, and
it's being held at St. Martin's Pastor,
yes.
St. Martin's, St. Philip.
Yes.
Kids are $5, adults $10. There's DJ music, food, live entertainment, activities, face painting, and much more. Funds raised go toward purchasing school supplies for children in the community. And this is the event organized by Kevon Bavell, the young man just 25 years old, and he's seeking to help the residents in St. Philip with their back-to-school plan. And we've had a packed show here at Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes, and we want to thank you again for all the lovely persons who would have joined us today. Stay tuned next week for our next show.
Yes, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, and please go tomorrow and support these young people on St. Martin's Pastor. Salute to Kevon and all his people. Go tomorrow, Ollie, everybody listening. Go tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. and support the community fundraiser Wonderland. September the 14th, ain't tomorrow? I live in happy, yeah. September 14th. September 14th, next week Saturday. Simply take my time before you go off air. Next week Saturday, September the 14th, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Wonderland Community Fundraiser. I'm imploring upon you. I'm begging you, Barbados. Please go next week Saturday and support this event. We're talking about the things we got another minute more, 2 minutes more.
I was just saying your usual goodbye.
Goodbye began harder and harder to do. Every time I left, it's one cry. But salutes to everyone that come on the show. Brilliant. Lashana, tomorrow we outside, so they got food and drinks on sale. Tomorrow they have food and drinks on sale. And we come to hear some poetry and they got open mic. And if anybody know about good open mic, if you want to know about good open mic, you can get everything, I can guarantee you. I didn't know who coming tomorrow because open mic is be a surprise, but I could tell me that tomorrow they get some poetry then you get some singers, then you get some dancing. I got to worry back row. Somebody back row singing tomorrow. I love it. Tomorrow, LaShawna Giddy is near the police sports club. It near the Prime Minister office. It's on Bear Street. They say you can't miss it. It's on the main road. I got to go through a gap.
You don't have to go through a gap. It's on the main road.
Can't miss
it. You know the police boys and girls club.
Yes.
Is directly opposite there on the left-hand side of the road. You can't miss it.
Well, obliquely opposite.
Yes, completely opposite.
Yes, I remember it's not tomorrow for St. Martin's. It's next week, Saturday, September the 14th. Beijing, Riddle and Rhyme every single Saturday. Uncle Sluggy and LaShawna, we outside.